and welcome to yet another episode of this mysterious podcast. Why are you listening to this podcast? Well, let me tell you, because you like to take adventures. And this is an adventurous podcast into the mind of me. Okay, that didn't come out quite as mysterious as I was hoping, but anyway, good morning and thank you for tuning in, Joseph. As you should know, this podcast was made just for you. I've heard that you recently just sliced down your number of podcasts you are subscribed to from like 58 billion to like 3 million. So, I mean, that's good news. I hope there's room for 3 million and one. And I hope that that's me. So this morning, just want to let you know that I'm still here for you. I will always record this podcast till the day I die. I don't know why the dramatics in the morning. I'm recording this in the morning. And I'm recording it on a drive. So if you hear weird clicky noises, that's me. If you hear strange other noises, that's also... I'm in a car. You get the idea. So I went spinning last night, and that was a lot of fun. We haven't been in a while, and I didn't struggle as much as I thought I would, which was nice. I was like, oh, hey, you know, we've been going to personal trainer. I mean, it's more like just like a weekly boot camp. He doesn't like give us any meal plans or like, all right, we're going to do this. Let me take your measurements, you know. But, so yeah, I'd call it more of a boot camp. But anyway, so we've been doing that for, I guess a couple of months now. So, I mean, it's not much. It's been one day a week, and we haven't really been doing any other exercising. So, we were kind of nervous about going back to spinning. I had been already before at the gym, at the regular gym, which, don't get me wrong, that Nancy is, she's a beast. You try to keep up with her instruction and she will give you a workout. She won't kill you. Well, she'll kill you, but let me just put it this way. She's a very good instructor. She gives you good direction and leeway to kind of adjust to, you know, your own, where you are physically, your own strength and cardiovascular strength. So if you actually follow her directions well, you will get your butt kicked every time, because you should be challenging yourself. That's, you know, one of the things with exercise is, you know, if it's too easy, then you're not really getting a good workout. But on the other end, you know, you don't want to be completely dead, because actually you won't get as good of a workout. And then, you know, if you kill yourself too much, kind of like how I killed you when I took you to the meth bunny. Yeah. I didn't know the schedule back then. I didn't know she was going to be the instructor. So sorry about taking you to the meth bunny, but hey, naughty librarian, whatever that means. So we went back to spinning, and it felt pretty good. Like, yeah, we didn't die as much. It's probably because we've been doing that one day a week workout. Definitely made a difference. Because, anyhow, we haven't built up a lot of cardiovascular strength working out, because we've been focusing more on strength training. But, I mean, you're still, you know, huffing and puffing. Well, I am, at least. So, yeah, that was cool. Then I get home, and I had noticed, I was telling Rosie right beforehand that my knee feels weird. Not in pain. Just kind of like, I don't know, something's out of whack. And so I was definitely going to take it a little easier, especially when they have you stand up. Which in this, you know, in the cycle boutiques, they tend to have you stand up. And that kind of engages different muscles. You know, you work your glutes and your hamstrings a little more. little different part of the quads. And I decided, well, with my knee being all funky, let's not risk injury. And so I'll just sit down most of the time. I'll stand up if I feel good, especially if I'm not straining or trying to struggle too much, because I didn't want to lose form. If I had lost my form and I started being all sloppy, that's when I was going to hurt myself. So yeah, that's basically what I did. And I came out and my knee wasn't in pain, but I would say it was slightly worse. It was, I don't know how to describe it, but it was like feeling weird, but like weird plus. Or weird extra. That's what the kids say nowadays, right? It's extra. Which I think is funny, because I always had the joke of like going to McDonald's and ordering an extra medium fry, but I never did that because I was too shy to do something so crazy. But anyway, so my knee was weird extra. And I was like, okay, well, it doesn't hurt, so that's good. Maybe it's just, you know, the muscles that I engaged are doing something weird to my joint, whatever. I get home and climb up the stairs, get all showered up, and I sit on the couch, but I actually tucked my knee under myself, or my leg under myself. And then when I went to switch positions and extend my knee, oh boy, it was like crack city. I was like, whoa, what's going on? It wasn't painful. It was just really loud and I didn't have to do anything. Just normal range of motion, no strain, no, you know, tweaking of anything. It was just, my knee was just cracking. I'm like, oh no. So I kind of freaked out a little bit, because, you know, it's a D joint. It's kind of important. So I iced it, hoping that would help. And I think it did. But the cracking did subside, but it didn't go away. And then I think once all the coldness had gone out, it came back probably as strong in the cracking department as before. So like, okay, well, let's go to bed. Maybe it'll be better in the morning. And turns out, nope. Here I am in the morning now. And my knee is super cracky. I was walking down the stairs and it was like crack, 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 really bad. It was like, oh man, I'm old. Why am I cracking? So, yeah, that sucks. My knee is cracking. It's not in pain, and I'm not in pain. And it doesn't hurt when it does. It freaks me out, and I don't like it. No, no bueno. So, that's my morning story of the day. Thank you to all the listeners that are tuning in that aren't Joseph, because why are you listening to this? Curiosity, boredom. Did you expect something else? Leave me a comment down below. I'd love to hear. And I say down below like it's a YouTube video. I have no idea where this is going to get posted, how it's going to get aggregated. I'm using this app called I've already forgotten the name of the app. It's a podcasting app, and it's supposed to like host and then basically update all the feeds that your podcast is out. So I have no idea. So yeah, leave me a comment there. I'll probably never ever read it. Thanks. And if I do read it, I'll probably ignore it or never speak of it again if it's me. If it's you want to give me $20, then I really won't respond to it, because then then I feel like you're probably trying to scam me and like steal my millions of dollars. And I don't want to lose that, my millions. So thanks, but no thanks for the $20 tip. Hello and welcome back from the break, otherwise known as the coffee break, because I stopped and got a coffee. So thanks. This episode was brought to you by coffee, the thing I never thought I would drink. And then I went to college and I got introduced into the coffee drugs of the world. By, you know, it's like I was given the gateway drug to coffee. It's called the Starbucks almost anything. Actually, what was it? Was probably the caramel macchiato. That was the coffee gateway drug. And then from there on, it was just coffee all the time. Coffee this, coffee that. But I mean, if you know my tastes, I mean, I love beer, black licorice. So I mean, these are all kind of very strong, bitter flavored items. So coffee wasn't too much of a stretch. I mean, I still put cream and sugar. I don't like to drink it black. I'm sure if I had a good quality coffee, I wouldn't mind drinking it black. Actually, 7-Eleven has a cold brew, a black cold brew. And I know it's probably some cheapo powdery stuff or whatever. I don't know. But it, I actually like it. It's actually very smooth. I think I do find most cold brews or coffees a little too bitter without enough character to go along with it. Like, it's just bitter. I chocolate, dark chocolate, you know, I love dark chocolate. You know, it has that bitterness to it. And I'm, you know, 75, I think I've even eaten 85%. And while it can be bitter, it has a lot of other notes, flavor notes to it that I thoroughly enjoy. But anyway, so yeah, the app I'm using, I had mentioned in the previous segment, I'm using a podcasting app. It's called Anchor. I've probably mentioned this before in a previous episode, episode 0, which never got published. You're welcome for that one. I tried to record it probably 3 or 4 times, literally, and kept either messing it up somehow. I either delete it or, actually, no, I didn't delete. I had, okay, first, let me back up. I'm stumbling all over myself here. So the first time I recorded it, I learned that you cannot switch apps while you're recording with this Anchor app. Because if you switch to, Google Maps, it will stop recording. And so here I am talking at the phone, not realizing nothing's being recorded. And it makes sense, security-wise, you wouldn't want an app in the background to have access to the microphone. Unless, I mean, you specifically, I don't even know, I don't even think the Android, I don't want to say marketplace, but the Android system would allow that. So I don't even think you can like prompt the user like, hey, do you want us to record in the background? I don't even think that's an option. It might have been an option in the past, but definitely not now. So, I lost basically a whole episode to that. I failed to save one time, recorded this whole thing, and didn't save it, because at the end it prompts you, it's like, hey, what do you want to call this segment? Oh, actually, it doesn't do anything, it just sits there after you hit stop. So then you have to hit save. I know, novel. And then I'll ask you, what do you want to call this segment? Are you adding it to an episode? Blah, blah, blah. And I didn't hit save at all. And I probably, like, killed all my background apps, so that never got saved either. So there went that. And then another time I recorded, and I think everything came out all right. But I was like, I don't like that episode because I just didn't like it. So this is technically episode number one, I think, if I publish it. We'll find out. You'll find out when you're listening to this. That was my struggle with the Anchor app. I think I've got it down. At least the basics. It should be interesting. I'll probably wait until I get to some Wi-Fi, which will probably be home, to upload this, because I don't know how big it is. I don't want to use my data to upload. As it is, we have gotten dangerously close to our data cap in the past and have actually exceeded it by just a little bit for a couple of months. So, I mean, it's real easy to do. I feel like I don't even use my mobile data that much, but, you know, the reports say otherwise. And so does my wife. Playing all that Pokemon's Go and watching Instagrams, I'm sure, or something. But what are you gonna do? Except buy a bigger plan or stop using as much, which I'm a cheapo. And so we're gonna stop using as much. I think we're usually fine. I think those are just exceptions to the rule. But anyway, that was all meaningless and pointless. This is the Seinfeld podcast. Thank you for listening, Joseph. Anyone else who downloaded this and listened that is outside of my inner circle of friends, thank you for listening. Anyone who is in that inner circle of friends, this is kind of strange because I didn't make a podcast for you, so kind of awkward. Goodbye.